Thank you for calling customer support. This is Troy. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my checking account that was billed to the, from this number, and it's a charge I don't believe I authorized.
Can I have your zip code?
20659.
First and last name?
On the, it's either Ruby or Lucille. And Kidwell, K-I-D-W-E-L-L.
Can you verify that address for security reasons?
37737 Beverly Drive, Mechanicsville, Maryland, 20659.
All right, thank you. I have an account located. I'm showing on January the 29th. You completed a survey to receive a space heater.
Uh-huh.
When you completed that survey, it had terms and conditions stating, once you complete the survey, you'll be opting into a factory direct savings store. The membership fee is $54.97 each month.
I'm not interested.
Each month you are enrolled as a member, you receive a $125 gift card by email to an online web store.
I'm still not interested.
Okay. All right, I have that account canceled for you.
All right, thank you very much. And it will show back up on my checking account.
I didn't say I have it refunded. I said I have it canceled.
So you're not going to refund the money?
I can only refund 35%.
This is why I hate these scams. Give me my 35% and let me be done with you. Could I speak to a supervisor?
Let me get your refund put in first, ma'am. Now, we all go by the same protocol here. There's nothing a supervisor can do that I can't assist you with.
I want a refund.
I've given you a 35% refund.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.